Electromatic radio.
We on the air? Hello? Matt? Not in the booth again, I see. All right, we'll know in a second. Yep, there I am. Somehow I don't think people who work for Clear Channel have to do this. All right, hi folks, Greg Grimwald here.
And this is Greg Grimwald here, host of Electromatic Radio. Wow. Gray is even now, as I speak, broadcasting his dulcet tones over the air to tens, nay, dozens of loyal listeners.
What the hell are you doing, Matt? Can't you see him on the air?
Of course I can see you're on the air. Didn't you just hear me say you were on the air? Why would you ask if I knew you were on the air when I just said you were on the air?
What's going on? Hey, stop that, kid! Don't touch those knobs! Oh, jeez!
Naughty, naughty, mustn't touch.
Candy!
Not candy. Knob for release valve on Neutronic Field Generator's containment unit.
Knob, knob!
Yes. Now let Uncle Control Technician close the valve before there's nothing left of this town but a glass-lined crater.
Boom!
Hey, lady, would you keep a tighter rein on him? Catastrophe averted. It's all in a day's work here at Electromatic Radio. No, thank you. Thank you very much. No, thanks. Thank you.
Kid, come here. Come here for a second.
Folks, I'm going to have a little confab with my friend Gray here, so please just wait for a few seconds and don't touch any of the 32,000 colorful blinking and oh-so-inviting buttons, knobs, and switches. Thank you. What is it, Gray?
Kid, I don't want to pry into your business, but what the hell are you doing and who are these weirdos?
Well, between your gambling and boozing and my costly chocolate Necco wafer addiction, we've left the station's coffers a little dry, so I've decided to make some extra scratch by conducting guided tours of the station.
Well, what are you showing them?
Oh, lots of stuff. The parking lot, the entrance, the lobby, the elevators, well, one of the elevators, the hallway outside your booth, and, well, your booth.
And how much are they paying for this?
$30 a head.
That's a bit of a ripoff, isn't it?
Well, I make up for the tour's shortcomings by lying a lot about everything. Watch this. Folks, before we move on, I'd like to draw your attention to this wad of chewed gum stuck to the wall. This gum, Wrigley's Spearmint, was placed here back in 1943 by a young intern, a promising young man named Billy Shires, who loved to entertain visitors with bird calls and imitations of local politicians, and who years later changed his name and won the Nobel Peace Prize. Yes, that young man was Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Yes, it's true. It's all true. Now, I'd like to tell you a few things about Mr. Grimwald here that he's a little too modest to tell you himself.
Kid?
No, don't get up. Folks, I'm sure you're all familiar with Gray's voice as the announcer on Electromatic Radio, but here's something you may not have known. Gray Grimwald was, for over 30 years, the voice of Walter Lantz's madcap cartoon character, Woody Woodpecker.
I'm gonna kill you, kid.
And not only that, he performed the voice of the lovable Snuggles the Bear in the Charmin' Tissues TV ads, which I'm sure you all fondly remember.
You're a dead man.
I know it seems almost unbelievable that a man with a speaking voice like this performed characters with such cute, high-pitched voices, but as the result of an injury he received while fighting in the Korean War...
All right, I'm gonna have to stop you there, Matt.
Gray, why don't you take a bow for all the joy, happiness, and happy joyness you've brought into the lives of so many people.
Well, really, thanks.
Now bear with me, folks, and we'll be moving on to our next attraction in just a moment.
And what's that gonna be?
Well, I was thinking of showing them the bottomless shaft.
That's probably not too safe.
Well, how about the closet of glass shards?
Again, I would...
The transinductional vortex.
How about something that isn't lethal?
The chocolate lake.
What?
The chocolate lake.
We, have a chocolate lake in the building?
No, but we have a sub-basement flooded with a stew of crude oil, creosote, and hydrochloric acid that I could claim as a chocolate lake.
No, just no. Come on, kid. We got plenty of non-deadly stuff around here to show these people. Why
well,
don't
if you,
you
think you can be a better tour guide than me, Mr. Safety First, you're welcome to it.
I can't. I gotta stay here to do the show.
Look, I can set the show on autopilot. Here. Evie can handle the rest. That's what she was built for.
No, I can't do that. I'm getting paid to host
Come on, Gray. It'll be fun.
I can't. Oh, is that supposed to mean something to me? Now look, will you just... All right, enough. You win. I'll help you play tour guide.
Hooray!
And for you folks at home, here's some music or something. And I suppose we'll be back later. Will we be back later?
Yeah, we'll be back later.
All right, folks, let's get this show on the road.
Hey, mister, do the voice.
Yeah.
Do the Woody Woodpecker voice.
What? No, no, I can't. I just have my tonsils out.
Aw, come on. Do it.
Do it.
No, no, if I do the voice, I'll vomit.
Do it.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
Deep inside my palace cell, if you didn't
Through here is the station's physical plant. It... little girl, would you stop it with the ball?
Would you stop it with the ball?
You little... the physical plant provides power in a number of ways to some of the equipment that...
No, no, you're doing it all wrong, Gray.
What?
As a tour guide, you have to give things a sense of mystery. Build anticipation. Watch. My dear friends, You are now about to enter the nerve center of the electromagnetic radio facilities. Inside this room, all of my dreams become realities, and some of my realities become dreams.
Matt!
Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three. Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Matt!
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the electromagnetic radio physical plant.
Okay, everybody keep your hard hats on and stay on the walkway.
Folks, these machines are self-running and almost entirely self-sufficient. They've been keeping the station going for over 60 years now, but keep in mind, they're just as afraid of you as you are of them, so please, no sudden movement.
All right, first to your left, these huge steel things here are the curding tanks. Why a radio station has curding tanks, I couldn't tell you.
I can. The transmatic inversion tone filter is powered by curds.
Right. If you follow me, little girl, I asked you once to knock it off with that ball.
Knock it off with that ball.
You know. Okay, up ahead, this huge gray rust-streaked cement dome is the Panandermal Neutronic Reactor, which supplies power to the Electrovac 1, the station's electronic brain.
And here's something you probably didn't know. The neutronic reactor generates an electrical field strong enough to produce a corona discharge that will illuminate an unplugged fluorescent tube within 100 feet of the dome. There should be one around here somewhere. Ah, here we go. Look at it glow.
Wow.
Ain't that something? It's almost as bright as it would be if it were actually plugged in.
Matt...
Look it! I'm Luke Skywalker! Take that, Obi-Wan!
Matt, would you put that down?
What?
That's not a fluorescent tube. It's a length of glowing aluminum pipe.
What? No kidding?
Ah!
Wow, that's, wrong. Maybe we should move on, huh?
Probably a good idea. Okay, folks, over this way. Alright, this looks good. I'm gonna need you folks to be careful and stay behind the yellow line. Cross it and you're likely to get brained by the...
Technically it's called an elliptical Fram. I prefer to call it the Whirling I-Beam, or the Widowmaker.
Can you tell the folks a bit about the...
Elliptical Fram?
Yeah.
Well, first, a bit of trivia. The elliptical Fram makes a complete rotation over 3,143 times every 5 hours, or 15,086.4 times a day. That's 5,506,390 times a year, or 550,639,000.
Alright, okay, kids, so what does the elliptical what's it do?
Well, if you were to take all the rivets out of the lower end of the Fram's octane recombination column and place them end to end, they'd reach halfway to the moon before collapsing, killing hundreds.
But what does it do?
I'm not sure, but when I once got bored and jammed a wrench into its axle, the entire building started to smell like sauerkraut.
Good sauerkraut?
No, so it's probably best not to mess with it. I'll get it.
Matt, you idiot, don't cross over the line, it's dangerous.
Don't worry so much, Gray, you've got to remember, I'm a fully licensed electromagnetic technician. I know exactly what I'm-
Oh, kid, jeez, the beam caught you by the shirt, you okay?
Oh my god, is there anything I can do to help?
Yes, turn the red knob on the electromagnetron.
What?
Turn the left and pull the control panel.
I can't make out what you're saying, kid. What am I-
4.9 Rankin. By then you should hear a bell. Oh crap!
What?
My shirt!
Yeah, what about your shirt?
It's starting to...
Yes? Yes? It's starting to what?
To... Extreme!
Oh, rip. We'll be right back.
Times are getting hard these days, it's time to stand alone. The more I weigh, the more I take from looking far into myself. Goodbye, yesterday. Goodbye, foolish ways. Goodbye, yesterday. say goodbye, foolish ways. Goodbye, yesterday. Tomorrow will be mine. I know that living here can be a groovy thing. And when I find the answer, I'll bring it back to you and I'll show. Find a way.
Thanks, folks. Bye-bye. Do come again. Hope you enjoyed the tour. Sorry about the unfortunate incidents. Bye-bye. Oops, watch your step there. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Be sure to tell all your friends. Well, that went well, don't you think?
No, what I think is that it'll be a miracle if we don't get sued by those people.
Why?
Why? The guy with the mustache lost his pants and the spindle on that thing. Pulled him right off.
That was neat. Best part of the tour. Everyone had a good laugh. Lighten up.
He's damn lucky his pants were so loose, otherwise I'm sure he would have been yanked into the machine.
Cool, it would have been like Charlie Chaplin in Modern Times or something.
Yeah, except I don't remember them having to use a power sprayer to rinse Charlie's remains off the gears. And what about that poor lady who got turned into a freaking blueberry? Who would even thought that we had something around here that could even do something like that?
It's a common design flaw on all Klystron 9000 electro-irradiators. I heard there was a medium wave station in Virginia where a leaky Klystron turned the entire staff into a fruit cocktail. Yum!
None of this is registering with you, is it, Matt?
No, but regardless, they can't touch us, Gray. I had them all sign release forms that I told them entered them into a lottery for a Ronco Chef and Go cooker. Technically, we own their houses.
Oh, well, good job then.
Thanks. Do you smell something?
Yeah, kind of a hot smell.
Stir-fried plastic?
And, what is that, melting Play-Doh?
And, Vietnamese coffee?
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know, Oh, would you look at this?
What?
When that kid messed with the knob for the neutronic field generator's containment unit release valve, I must have accidentally just turned off the warning siren instead of actually closing the valve.
What?
Yeah, listen. The knobs are ridiculously close together on the panel here. The field generator has been on overdrive for almost a half hour.
Oh my god, what are we gonna do?
Well, we should have about 20 minutes to shut it down and pump some water in there to prevent a core breach. Not a big deal.
Really?
Nah, not really.
Wait, you mean not really as in yes or not really as in...
Electromatic Radio is an Aaron Nethery production. Please visit electromatic.blogspot.com for playlists. Thank you for listening.